Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots to the voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting from the Free Zones. This is John Jacob Schmidt, proud to be your host. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot like me, well, then my name is your name too. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, advancing the cause of freedom and the spirit of liberty and our traditional American heritage and values. Because we want liberty, and you cannot separate that from the Lord. You can't have it. 2 Corinthians 17 says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that's what we're after. We're after freedom, liberty, freedom from restraint and oppression, or arbitrary restraint. Freedom. And so those who are at war against God are trying to put us in chains. This is really interesting. I want to talk about some stuff that I got into Thursday when I sat in for Representative Matt Shea to cover for him this Thursday on Patriot Radio, which was a privilege, by the way. And thank you guys for those of you listening over there. But a lot of you didn't hear that. So I'm going to cover some of the same material here that I started to get into, especially as it relates to Hungary. The country of Hungary. And there's a reason why. Of course, if you're a longtime listener, you know why, because I've talked about this before, but I'm going to bring it back up because it's coming into the news cycle again. But, oh, and also Thursday, I interviewed Sam Culper from Forward Observer, and always good to talk to him. But before I brought him on, I was talking about some of the international events, and so that's what led into the topic. And I said, you know, I wanted to kind of expound on that a little more on Saturday morning, this morning. So here we are. So I got that in my notes. But I just wanted to also say thank you guys so much for helping to spread the word of Radio Free Redoubt. There's definitely very trying times right now, and people are waking up to what's going on. They're starting to get off the sidelines or get re-engaged. The Trump slump is over. They are realizing the Marxist anti-Christian attacks that are taking place, and they're getting off the bench and getting out onto the field and getting their full armor on. So as that happens, our listenership is growing, and it's exciting to see people getting re-engaged and becoming aware and sharing, waking others up around you to your left and your right. So it's really important. Well, with that, Radio Free Redoubt grows, the cost grows with that, and any amount that you can help us out with, $5 a month, $10 a month, just, you know, sending it in, or, you know, set up a recurring payment on PayPal, which, by the way, I'm looking at some alternatives for that as well. But most people have that set up, and that's just how they want to do it. So we have that available. But really grateful for you guys. Your support, or just one time support, you know, $25, $30 a month, whatever you can, really, it really does help. So what I want to talk about this morning is this, the cultural divide that, of course, we see. We're looking all around and making a stand, standing firm. I just saw, no, I didn't pull this into my notes. I meant to, but I was reading an article yesterday talking about how immigration numbers are down actually right now. And I'm not talking about illegal immigration. I'm talking about just immigration in general, where it's down across the country except for red states. And there seems to be a very obvious push to bring non-Americans into red states. There's all kinds of stuff happening strategically aimed at the 2020 elections. And so whether they're refugees or illegal immigrants or what have you, it seems like those are the numbers that I picked up from that article where they're saying have the highest numbers of immigrants. So and traditionally where we see lower numbers of immigrants, we see higher numbers of a traditional conservative red state value type of demographics. So it appears, you know, intentional. Now, there are some very strong conservative red areas, not red as in communist, but red as in the newly defined red and blue. Somehow Democrats became blue and Republicans became red. But I wonder if that wasn't intentional or strategic as well. But the areas that we know have come to know as red states or red areas are strongly conservative or Trump territory, if you will. And those areas are strengthening with conservatives as well, which is the whole point of the American Redoubt, to strengthen those areas, and not just the American Redoubt, but other parts of very conservative areas across the country where conservative, patriot-minded people are strategically relocating out of areas they refer to as occupied territory, which you guys all get. So we're looking at our country in the divide, and I'm just looking at some of the headlines here. Cory Booker, he's one of these guys that's trying to run as a presidential candidate in the primaries, and he launches a bizarre, hypocritical attack on Betsy DeVos at CNN's LGBT town hall, and then. Another one. So right now, it seems like there's a contest to show who can be the most LGBT friendly, how much they're going to do for them. And those are the questions that are coming up. This kind of stuff that is actually being asked of potential presidential candidates about what are you going to do to protect or to serve or to address, or what are you going to do for the LGBT people? And they're just backpedaling and falling all over themselves, trying to show how much they are going to do. And I'm just so glad that President Trump just doesn't even have time to deal with that kind of nonsense. He's trying to run a country, that really serious national security issues and economic issues, border issues, and even cultural issues. So, yeah, this is really interesting. Now, it's also interesting, too, how if you remember how this started a couple of decades ago, say in the mid-90s, where the big argument was you against Christians who were looking at the degradation of our morality, and they wanted to pass some laws to protect and shore up that attack on our morality, which, of course, is one of the tenets of the communist agenda, is to undermine, degrade, and erode the morality of our country, because that is where we draw our strength from. So they targeted that. So when we resisted it in the 90s and early 2000s, the argument was you can't legislate morality. And we got beat over the head with that. You guys remember that, right? But it's not true. You can legislate morality. That doesn't change somebody's heart. But your laws reflect what's in your heart as a culture. And you can legislate morality because they're doing it all the time. It's their morality or immorality. So you can legislate morality or immorality, and that's precisely what they're doing. We're being falsely accused of trying to force our views on, as Christians, on the world who doesn't want it. And simultaneously, they are forcing their godless, heathenistic, amoral values or lack of values onto those of us who do, while pointing to us and saying that we are the ones that are trying to force our views on them as they are forcing their views on you. So the false accusation is to disarm you, to throw out the accusation so you can show that it's not true what you're accusing me of. No, no, it's not true. I'm not trying to force while they're forcing their ideals. You guys get it. But, you know, a month ago, one of the presidential hopeful candidates for the Democrats, the dirt eater, Beto O'Rourke, said that he's absolutely, we're going to come after your guns. We're going to take your guns. Okay, fair enough. You're a Democrat, a.k.a. Marxist, so naturally you're going to try to take our guns. Is that just one of your talking points? Is it part of your strategy or what? But it's interesting what comes on the heels of that. It just came out yesterday, or on Thursday, actually. Former Representative Beto O'Rourke, the dirt eater from Texas, said he would strip tax-exempt status from any religious organization that supports traditional marriage, defined as one man and one woman. In fact, his position essentially amounts to a government preference for pro-gay marriage religious bodies that likely violates the Establishment Clause. This is, I'm reading to you this article from PJ Media. So CNN's Don Lemon quoted O'Rourke's policy on LGBTQ, ABC, XYZ issues, which states, quote, freedom of religion is a fundamental right, but it should not be used to discriminate, close quote. So the question is to him, do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage, Lemon asked. Yes, O'Rourke replied to loud applause from the audience. So it's no mistake that they first announced, we are going to disarm you. Next, we are going to remove your, we're going to oppress you. We're going to persecute you financially by making you pay. So if you are one of those supposedly religious organizations who espouse LGBT policies, you'll be rewarded, comrade, because you won't have to pay a tax. But if you do hold to traditional Christian values, I discriminate against people based on that sexual behavior, then you'll be penalized because you're going to be taxed, where others who embrace the policy won't be taxed. Well, we just need to know that we're in a battle for the soul of America. Pastors, you need to get your congregations engaged, because just don't look at politics. Don't get involved with that. Just think about Jesus. Is not loving your neighbors. We are told to occupy until he returns. And we're not. We're sitting there while our children's souls are at stake. Because this is going to become more militant, more aggressive against our Christian values. And we can't sit by and be complicit through our apathy and allow this to happen. We've got to get engaged in this fight, the spiritual warfare. It's also taking place in the battlefield of our politics, the battlefield of our academia, our media, in the minds and the hearts of the next generation and the generation after that, where they're trying to purge our heritage. That means Christ. That means they're trying to remove that from this and the subsequent generations. They're going to succeed if you don't stand firm. I strongly recommend pastors start getting your... There are politically active people in every congregation. You know who they are. They're the ones you try to avoid. You need to go to them, and you need to say, we need to put something together. We can bring candidates here to speak, where we can make people aware of issues, and start putting that kind of information out and getting your folks engaged. Largest voting bloc who doesn't vote in America is the Christian voting bloc. That's got to change. The communists are taking our country right out from underneath us. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk about this battle, Radio Free Europe. The inspiration, actually, for Radio Free Redoubt. But U.S.-funded Radio Free Europe wants to push the woke propaganda in Hungary. Why Hungary? Very interesting. Just one country? Well, one country in particular, all the other countries in general, but one country in particular, and there's a reason why. What is woke propaganda? Woke is the term, it's slang, used as a term for basically waking people up to injustices, social injustices. It started out a few decades ago. It was about racial injustice, to bring awareness to that. Once you are engaged in those injustices that take place against people because of ethnicity, you're considered woke. Well, the sexual perversion crowd has hijacked this woke vernacular. Now it means that you are standing up for, I guess, Antifa are woke. They are woken up and they are engaged fighting against social injustices. What it really means is fighting against anybody who refuses to accept a godless, amoral agenda. And now U.S.-funded Radio Free Europe wants to push this woke propaganda in Hungary. We'll talk about why that might be when we come back. Stay right there. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
In addition to voting in all elections, become active in government. Run for local, state, and national office, or help select capable people of the highest integrity to serve. Be constantly vocal on all local and national political issues. Tell your representatives in Congress, or even the President himself, what you think is the best course on issues that come before the public.
Very specifically, we have to ask ourselves and answer a question, every individual. Are we a loyalist or are we a patriot? Are we God-fearing, freedom-loving, self-reliant Americans? Or are we government-dependent, constitution-ignoring socialists? That is the question we all have to answer. And I appreciate Radio Free Redoubt because they've been answering that question quite well to many people in this area for a long, long time.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt, segment two this morning. And in all my excitement, once again, I did it. I forgot to mention our great sponsors for segment one, and that's Works Holsters, custom Kydex holsters and magazine carriers for all your holster needs. And those are made in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Check them out at works.com, and that's spelled W-E-R-K-Z.com. This segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. About an hour south of Coeur d'Alene in St. Mary's, six fully furnished suites on the St. Joe River. Beautiful fall colors. Book your weekend getaway down there. What a neat little town, St. Mary's. I love it down there. I need to go spend some time down there. But yeah, it is beautiful. My favorite time of year, fall. Love this weather. Love it. Sunny, beautiful, cool, crisp days. There's no bugs, there's no mosquitoes, there's no yellow jackets, there's no flies. I like it. This is great. Okay, anyway, wasting time. Okay, so talking about the folks in your churches that, and I'm just kidding, you know, the people you run and try to hide from because of the ones that are all, you know, politically engaged. And I'll tell you what, there are some people that just, they're very interesting people to be around, some of them, but you also got some really good level-headed folks and, pray about it. Discernment, get your folks engaged, involved in the election process and the political process, on the issues. There are God bless those churches whose congregations and their pastors are going down there holding church at Planned Parenthood once a month as a praise and worship service, and they're showing up by the hundreds now. It is just amazing, and they're praying for the end of the killing of babies. That's a politically active church body of multiple churches in Spokane, actually across the country, that's taken off. Okay, so Radio Free Europe, like I said, that's the inspiration for Radio Free Redoubt, especially during the Cold War. I grew up during the Cold War. The Iron Curtain was up. The Soviet Union, the Reds, that's when red meant communist, right? And communist was a bad thing, and so was socialism. And Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty would broadcast from the free zones, from the Western countries, oftentimes in undisclosed locations within Germany, you know, in the Switzerland and different places where they would broadcast into across the Iron Curtain over the wire to folks that were looking for news and inspiration and truth from outside of the communist-controlled Pravda, Russian for truth, right? Okay, so now things have changed. We've had this revolution, this cultural revolution take place. We're hurling ourselves toward godlessness, rebelliousness against God, and our heritage, our European and American Christian heritage. So now Radio Free Europe wants to focus this message toward Hungary. U.S.-funded Radio Free Europe at Radio Liberty wants to pipe woke propaganda into NATO ally Hungary unless Congress intervenes. Prime Minister Viktor Orban, awesome guy, I love that guy, is calling the United States' intention to restart Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty in the country an insult. It's fake news about Hungary. There's absolutely a media freedom in the country. Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Zsigaro told NPR. NPR's got their grubby little fingers in this now. The corrupt media is branding Hungary as a racist and xenophobic nation for not agreeing to take millions of North African economic migrants. That means Islamic invaders. We've seen what's happened to France. We've seen what's happened to Denmark, to Belgium, to Germany, to Austria, to England, and all of the rest of them are completely overran by foreigners, foreign invaders that are hostile toward the Christian heritage, and it is under attack. Now, their girls cannot walk to school alone. You cannot walk. They have major rape epidemic, violent crime. We got vehicle rammings, stabbings, anti-Semitism, anti-Jewish rhetoric is now rampant all across Europe. Hungary drew a line around their country and said, nope, we're not participating. But your European Union, you have to take so many tens of thousands of... They said, nope, we're not going to do it. Why? Because it will undermine our Christian culture. Oh, gasp. Collective gasp across Europe. That's right, because they are a Christian nation. In fact, even their constitution says we're a Christian nation, and they want to support that and protect it and defend it. So now they're under attack by the European Union. Of course, so is the Czech Republic and Poland, and others are taking a lot of heat because they're curbing the number of immigrants coming into their country. But Hungary in particular, why Hungary in particular? Because they are a Christian nation. Remember, this is an anti-Christ spirit that we're seeing across the world, whether you're in South Africa with the advancement of Marxism. Now ISIS is starting to appear in countries in the southern part of the continent of Africa. You have Marxism, globalism all across the world. This is an anti-Christ spirit, whether they're using racial division, whether they're using economic justice, social justice, the LGBT agenda, or this climate change hoax. There's multiple tools that they're using to advance this war against Christ and his followers. This is really what it comes down to. It's a globalist Marxist war against Christ and his followers. So, Hungary's very own constitution states that it is a Christian nation. And I want to close out the show with this. Imagine if the United States would have, if they would have invoked Christ in our constitution straight up. But they all knew what they meant. Our creator, you know, God, that God, nature's God. We all know what we mean. Christ, duh, right? Well, they, as much foresight as they had, they couldn't look that far ahead to see how that would be twisted. But here's the preamble, drafted in 2011. This is not ancient, all right? It was approved in 2012, ratified in Hungary. It starts off saying, God bless the Hungarians. God or other deities, national avowal, we, the members of the Hungarian nation at the beginning of the new millennium, with a sense of responsibility for every Hungarian, hereby proclaim the following. We are proud that our king, Saint Stephen, built the Hungarian state on solid ground and made our country a part of Christian Europe 1,000 years ago. Isn't that incredible? We recognize the role of Christianity in preserving nationhood. We value the various religious traditions of our country. We promise to preserve the intellectual and spiritual unity of our nation, torn apart by the storms of the last century. Of course, they're referencing communism. We proclaim that the nationalities living with us form a part of the Hungarian political community, and we are constituent parts of the state. It's amazing. And it made the European Union's heads spin like a top when Hungary ratified that constitution. And now they're using every tool they can pull out, including not Radio Free Europe. Come on. That is the pro-West, anti-communist voice of Europe. So, hey, pray against that they won't be able to do that. Pray for Hungary and the people, the bold people that are standing up for their Christian heritage and calling it that unabashedly. You have a blessed rest of the weekend, and let's talk to you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at RadioFreeRedoubt.com for our weekly podcast. Stay safe. This is John Jacob Schmidt, out.